Okay, I'll get started.
好，我们现在来做。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间跟机会，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We give thanks that we have eternal security in Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，让我们有在基督里有永恒的安全。
And that through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the power of your word, we can learn about the spiritual life you've given to us.
因着你的属灵的力量和你的话语的力量，让我们可以学习你更多的话语。
And we pray that as we focus on the message this evening, that it will become effective in our lives.
而且我们希望能够祷告，请求你让我们能够非常专注的学习，让这些学习都能够在我们的生命中有所功效。
In order that we could glorify you.
而让我们能够荣耀你。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
最后感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
It's just for us, then I can explain the rebound thing
as well. Yeah.
Okay.
我们先介绍一个反弹的概念，这是我每一天每一场 课都要开始有一个反弹。
Yeah.
等一下会把一本反弹的书给你。
Yeah. And like any subject and doctrine, it's something we always need to review anyway.
就是有一些比较重要的一些概念，每一次听都会重新的去复习。
And my pastor would actually spend a lot of time with rebound. We call it rebound, it's confession of sins. Over the more than 50 years he taught, you know, he would regularly go back, at least maybe once every 2 or 3 months,、mm. and teach the congregation some concepts or principles about naming of sins.
就是那个我们称之为上校牧师，就是那个后面那一位，我们他很重视这个反弹的这个概念，所以在他50年来的这个教导的课程中间，大概每2-3个月就会再谈一次反弹的这个概念。也这个反弹其实讲的就是对天父认罪的这个概念。
In the beginning of every book, would remind you the passage generally from 1 John 1:9, or in each class, which we do as well, is to make sure we name our sins to God.
这是根据约翰一书一章九节的金句哈。那所以在每一堂课我们开始的时候，我们都一定会先做这个对天父认罪的这个过程。然后呢，在每一本书，它在前面也都会讲到这件事情。
And it's the same if there's going to be a prayer meeting or if there's a worship session. The leader of the prayer meeting or the worship session should also make sure that everybody has named their sins to God.
就是不只是课程或者是敬拜之前，我们都会先做跟天父认罪的这个事情。
And the reason we need to name our sins is because every time you sin, you're actually what we call out of fellowship with God, which means you don't have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们一定要做这个认罪的？因为实际上在每一次我们犯罪的时候，我们就失去了圣灵充满的状态，因为圣灵是不愿意与罪同在的，所以我们一定要跟天父认罪，那我们所有的罪就会被当初耶稣十字架上承担。
And it says, for example, in John 14:26, Jesus Christ was talking to his disciples, and he said that the Holy Spirit will teach you all information and recall, bring to your memory all the things that I've taught you.
那在约翰福音的14:26就有提到，就是说 我们的圣灵是可以在我们学习任何神的话语的时候，他会让我们可以被提醒，就当我们学到的时候，他会让我们理解，同时呢，在我们需要用到的时候，他就会把它带出那一个金句来，让我们可以提醒我们。
Okay, and then in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, it says, it's actually a command. So we have the Greek word that's plereo, meaning to fill, but it's in the imperative mood. So it means you must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那以弗所书的5:18也有提到，就是说我们必须，而且是以命令句的方式告诉我们说，我们必须要圣灵充满。
As it's a command, obviously means you have to do it. You can't just overlook it and say, well, I don't really understand this verse, so you know, I'll just have to ignore it for now.
是一个命令句的意思，就是说我们必须随时要这样做，而不是说只是一个概念，它是必须要做到的。
And actually in that verse, it gives us a clue to what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because it starts off in Ephesians 5:18, it says, do not be drunk with wine, which is excess. So it gives you an example of a sin. And then it tells you, but, so you have the contrast here as well, but be filled. And then actually the Greek word is Allah, which is a very strong contrast. So, you know, don't be drunk with wine, which is excess. So that's an example of a sin and also showing that you're out of control of your life, but be filled with the Spirit.
好，以弗所书五章十八节讲到说不要酒醉，那因为酒能够让人放荡，啊，却要被圣灵充满。在那个希腊文里面，因为这个以弗所书是保罗写的，是用希腊文写的，哦，他用的那个却要就是所谓的对照对比的状态，就前面的句子跟后面是一个180度的一个对照，就不要酒醉，但是要圣灵充满。
And this is the word pleroeo here. It's actually written in the imperative mood though. So what that means is it should be translated as but you must be filled with the Spirit.
好，其实这个希腊文这边讲的不只是确要，而是你应该说，而你一定要被圣灵充满，那个比确要还要更强，是必须要。
Because as we've learned many times, the spiritual life requires the power of God.
因为我们在整个圣经里面一直在强调的是，我们的属灵的生命是必须要有神的力量。
There is no human power involved in the spiritual life.
而在我们所有的属灵生命里面是完全跟我们人的力量无关的。
See, a lot of people, you know, they get involved in what we call religious works, or they get involved in religious rituals.
是因为很多的人呢，在应该说宗教里面都被教导要做很多的宗教性的工事工。
Even not necessarily in Christianity, but in other religions as well. You know, they think, well, I'm doing good works and I'm following the rituals and the little regulations of my religion. And so surely God is pleased with my work.
就不只是基督教，有很多其他的宗教，他们都非常强调要用仪式或者是一些制度来管教我们，用人的方法去让神喜悦。
But again, the spiritual life, which is synonymous with the Christian life. So if I talk about the spiritual life, really I mean the Christian life, it's the same thing. The spiritual life needs spiritual power.
而所谓的属灵的生命，哦，也就是我们基督徒的生命，其实它需要的是 spiritual power, 就是属灵的力量。
And that can only come from the filling of the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God.
而这个属灵的力量一定是来自于你可以圣灵充满以及靠神的话语。
So we have verses in scripture which tell us that the Holy Spirit, He is like pouring His power into us.
所以在我们的圣经里面就在教导我们说，其实圣灵呢就好像是在把属神的属灵的这个力量倒浇灌在我们身上。
And then we have in Hebrews 4:12,It talks about the Word of God, that's the other power. The Word of God is alive and powerful.
那希伯来书的四章十二节呢，也说呢，神的话语就是有力量的。
Okay, and alive, so it's alive.
而且是非常的活生生的，鲜活有力的。
Yeah, if you're not living by the Word of God, basically you're dead. I mean, you can be alive, of course.And you can be doing the rituals, but if you're not doing it according to the Word of God, it's like dead works. The Bible calls it dead works.
就是如果我们的生命没有依着神的话语而活的话，我们其实是行尸走肉，是死的活人。
Okay, now another concept which we have to bring into that is that when you do sin, you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，更重要的这个概念就是当我们犯罪的时候，我们就立刻失去圣灵充满的状态。
Okay, and I'll just bring it briefly up on the board with what we call the top and the bottom circles. Showing that. Remember, when you believe in Jesus Christ, that's symbolized by the cross, God puts you into eternal security. This is your eternal relationship in Jesus Christ. You're actually in Jesus Christ.
这有一张图表来表示啊，这几者我们的属灵生命的关系，一个是十字架，好，它有一个象限，上面会有一个圈圈，就是一个永恒的安全，是在基督里就可以得到的永恒的安全。
And that's only because you believe in Jesus Christ. As soon as you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God places you through the, this is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He puts you in union with Christ forever. The Holy Spirit does this. The Holy Spirit, we say baptize. Remember the word baptize means to be identified, to be made in union. So the Holy Spirit actually puts you into Jesus Christ.
那我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻起，圣灵就把我们与耶稣基督连接在一起。
Yeah, in the Greek it's just as clear, so that's an epsilon. In Christo, so that's in Christ here, which basically means in Jesus Christ. So we said, oh, it's very similar. But in means in.So it's not by means of Jesus Christ, or it's not with Jesus Christ, it's in Christ. You have to really bring that out.
好，所以这个在希腊文里面的那个字其实就是英文的 in Christ, 就是在基督里的这个概念。就是我们被圣灵好的与耶稣基督做了一个完整的连接。
So that's just one concept which gives you your eternal security, which secures your salvation.
这是我们因为救恩我们才得到的一个永恒的安全，是因着相信了耶稣基督。
Yeah, and you could even take John 3:16. God gives you eternal life. So now he's actually given eternal life, puts it in your bank account, really. And that's yours forever.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节里面就讲说，神给了我们永恒的救恩，也是就是永恒的安全，那个就好像放进了我们的账户里面一样，就是我们的了。
And if it's eternal life, obviously he can never take that away from you.
因为是永恒的，都给了你，所以它是不可能再被拿走的。那这个救恩，它就是永远跟着我们了。
Yeah, and like he gives you his righteousness as well, so that's something else. If God gives you his righteousness, it's yours forever.
而神也在这个同时也给了我们另外一个礼物，就是一个公义。这个公义也是我们一直会有的。
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of things there. Actually, there's a total, remember we studied, there's 39 things that God gives you when you believe in Jesus Christ, which are yours forever.
所以呢，在这边呢，神当我们相信耶稣基督的时候呢，我们一共得到40个礼物，其中有39个礼物都是一旦你相信了耶稣，他就一直在你手上。
And then there's one other thing which God gives you, which is a temporary thing. See, these are all permanent. It's about your spiritual life, your eternal security, about your Christian service, all of these things. But there's, and they're permanent. God will never take them away.
好，就是这40个礼物里面有39个，包括这种永恒的安全救恩啊，还有公义啊等等的，这些东西都是你一旦信了耶稣基督你就永远得到，唯有一个是当你相信耶稣基督的时候你得到了，但是你有可能失去的，那就是圣灵充满。
And then you have what we call the filling of the Holy Spirit, like mentioned in Ephesians 5:18.
这在以弗所书的五章十八节里面所讲的，就是说你要圣灵充满。
Okay, and this provides you the power. He gives you the power to study and to apply the word of God.
而这个圣灵充满呢，是给我们能力可以研读神的话语，同时可以运用神的话语在我们的生命中。
So it's available to every believer in Jesus Christ in the church age.
这个呢圣灵充满是在教会时期的教友们才得到的。
But the thing is, and this talks, it's mentioned in 1 John chapter 1. If you disobey the Holy Spirit, which basically means if you sin, then you get out, you break fellowship, you lose the filling of the Holy Spirit. Now you're involved in sin. So we just do this thing over here. And that is what we call sin Well, carnality means you're following the flesh because the sin nature is in the flesh.
约翰一书的一章九节所谈到的这个，就是当我们不服从圣灵的教导，我们就会失去与圣灵的这种连结。那也就是代表的是我们呢是跟随了我们的血气肉体而做了不符神心意的事情，那就是进入罪的状态。那这个事情，所以犯罪跟失去圣灵充满是同一个时间发生的。
Yeah, and then we have phrases like quenching the Holy Spirit, for example, grieving the Holy Spirit, it's an anthropopathism, but making the Holy Spirit unhappy, for example, I can bring that up here as well.
而且呢，在这个时候，我们其实呢，就是等于是让圣灵哭泣。那这是其实这个说法是一种拟人化的说法，就是其实圣灵是不会哭泣的，但是圣经里面有提到让圣灵哭泣。
What's the word they use here?不要
忧伤，不要叫神的圣灵忧担忧。
Oh, okay.
对。
Okay, but really, that's an anthropopathism because you cannot make the Holy Spirit unhappy, but it's showing that He wants you to have fellowship with Him.
因为圣灵都是希望跟我们是一直保持连结的，所以当圣灵我们犯罪的时候，圣灵无法跟我们连结，当然就圣灵就会忧伤。
And then another term you have, this is in 1 Thessalonians 5:19 here. One of the shorter verses in scripture, but very important. And it says, do not quench the spirit. You have the word spunemi here. Basically means like to put out a fire.
嗯，然后另外一个更重要的一个概念就是你其实就是等于是当你让圣灵忧伤或者就是让圣灵熄灭了。所以他说不要熄灭圣灵。
Yeah, and again, the word quench, like, you know, if you have a fire and you throw water on the fire, it puts the fire out, and that's what sin does to our spiritual life.
对，就是只要这个有火，你浇了水，它就是 quench 的意思哈，就是也可以，你也可以把沙子铺在火上，它就熄灭，因为它就没有办法有氧气。
Okay, so what you have here then is if you have quenched or you grieve the Holy Spirit, you've said no to the Holy Spirit, which you've sinned, you're out here, of course. So you're in carnality, you're following the sin nature.
所以当我们的圣灵被熄灭的时候，我们其实做了有罪的事，也就是我们跟随了我们的肉体的欲望等等的去做。
Okay, and the Bible is very clear. The only way that you can be relieved or be forgiven of your sins. You need to be forgiven of your sins so that you can regain the fellowship is through 1 John 1:9. That puts you back here. So this is what we call the rebound process.
所以只要呢在约翰一书的一章九节就讲的是只要我们对天父认罪的那一刹那我们就有机会让我们就让圣灵重新可以回来，因为我们已经把罪交由十架上的耶稣为我们承担了。
Okay, so, and that's what we do. And 1 John 1:9 just says, if you name your sins to God the Father, He's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
好，所以这一节经句就是说，当我们向天父认罪的时候呢，天父会保持他的信实跟公正，会让我们可以重新获得圣灵充满。
Okay, and we can do that now actually. And it's just a process which you do in the privacy of your soul.
而我们现在就要来做这个事，这个过程全部是由你自己私人的去跟天父认罪，所以这整个过程只要在你自己的灵魂魂里面作业，都不需要讲出来。
Yeah. And you probably think, well, last time since I rebounded or named my sins, yeah, I might have done 100 sins or 1,000. I can't remember. I don't know what the sins were. But it says you name the sins that you're aware of, and even the main ones, and God cleanses you from all unrighteousness. So even the sins you don't name, God is going to take care of those. And what He's looking for is the fact that you've recognized that you've sinned.
也许我们上次对天父认罪到现在已经很久了啊。那如果是这么久了，你会想说说不定我已经犯了1000个罪或100个罪，但其实呢当我们跟天父认罪的那个时候，天父就会非常宽大的把我们过去所犯的罪都一起的接受了，因为其实 重点是在于不是你念出了什么，你自己发现你自己什么罪，而是你知道你有犯罪，那那种所谓的谦卑的那个认罪的状态才是让圣灵可以回来充满你的一个很重要的概念。
Yeah, but the thing is, as you develop your spiritual life, then you become more aware actually every time you do sin. And the ideal situation is when you do sin, you name that sin straight away.
而且当我们的属灵生命越来越成熟的时候，我们 圣经读得也比较熟的时候，我们就更清楚什么时候我们犯了罪。所以在任何时候，你一旦发现你自己犯罪的时候，你就最好就当下就马上私自的去跟天父认罪。那这样的话，你就可以有更多时间是保持在圣灵充满的状态中。
Just a final note on rebound before we go off the subject and on something else.Yeah, we do have the books. There's Rebound, Prodigal Son. That's probably the best two for now, I think. It's the one with the yellow cover.
就是那个小儿子大儿子的故事。还有一个是反弹。
This is a very basic, we say it's sort of a basic doctrine, but it's a very necessary one to build the rest of your spiritual life upon.
好，这些是一些基本的概念，但是我们慢慢会把这个比较深一点的慢慢的把它堆叠上去。
Because right now we're sort of talking about more advanced circumstances.
对，因为我们今年的课是从二月开始上起的，所以我们今年都在讲的是那个天使的征战。我们现在谈的东西其实是比较深一点。
Okay. And the subject that we're talking about, might remember, is the invisible hero.
那我们现在呢，课程已经进入到一个小小的子题，就是天使的征战里面的一个小子题，叫做看不见的英雄。
Now in scripture, actually, we sort of hear about the invisible heroes, which makes them not invisible anymore, because if the Bible is written about them, now we know about them, of course.
其实我们现在在圣经里面有一些人物呢，他本来应该算是在当年是看不见的英雄，但是因为后来圣经把他们写出来之后，他们就变成看得见了。
Yeah, and of course, any great believer, he could be invisible to the people around him, meaning they have no idea he's even a Christian sometimes. But God knows, and the angels, of course, will be watching this person. As soon as they see a Christian developing some kind of a spiritual life, he becomes a target for the minions of Satan. And also, the other angels will start to become more and more interested in this person.
当一个行使了神所喜悦事情的一个英雄，就是对我们来说是看不见的英雄，是因为他周遭的人其实是看不到他到了做了什么好事。但是呢，天上的神跟天使们是一直都看得到的，尤其是那些很好的这个很伟大的一些基督徒，他们甚至四周的人不认识他们，不知道他们是基督徒，但他们做了一些非常重要的一些好的行径的时候呢，这个时候就会被撒旦变成了一个攻击的目标。所以在这种时候，那些天上的天使们，他们反而会更在意这个人，更注意这个人，因为就代表这个人已经开始在跟撒旦打仗。
We believe that David actually was a great believer, King David, even before he became known to the people of Israel. He'd applied great faith to kill that lion and the bear, and nobody knew about it. And so obviously he was quite a mature believer at that time.
而讲到大卫王哦，他在还没有被大所有的以色列人认识之前，他其实已经在他的生活中牧羊的过程中，他杀了狮子，杀了熊，他的这些行径也许别人都不知道，可是在神的眼中他已经是一个成熟的基督徒。
But you know, God was using those tests to advance David's spiritual life. Eventually, remember, he got tested up against Goliath.
而且呢，那些狮子熊啊的这些侵略很就是其实是神给大卫的一个试炼，是为了要让他的属灵的生命得以成长，也因为这一些试炼才让大卫后来可以去面对格利亚那个巨人。
And it was only then that David became famous.
也在那一刻，他打倒格利亚的那一刻，大卫才变得很有名。
And actually even after that, after David had defeated Goliath on the battlefield, he went back to his hometown and he was probably there for quite a long time. And it was only later than Saul called him in to play the guitar or play some instrument for him at the palace.
而且呢， 在即使是他打败了格利亚，打倒了格利亚，他还是一样就乖乖的就回到他去做他的牧羊童的工作，他还是一个不被见的一个英雄。直到扫罗王呢把他找进宫里面去那个弹乐器，然后可能才有人认识他的人，也应该还是不多，只有宫皇宫里面的人认识他。
嗯。And the ironic thing was that his father, that was Jesse. Remember, in the beginning, Jesse really didn't want to have anything to do with David. He's just the shepherd boy in the family, and he's not going to amount to anything. And then eventually, Jesse's trying to get David to spend as much time in the palace as possible. He's trying to promote David along with his other brothers as well. But David said, no, I'll just wait here. David knew he had to wait for the Lord to promote him, not his father.
而杰西就是他父亲呢，一直都认为他只是一个小男生啊，然后就让他在那边牧羊，从来也没有太在意他。然后当他们有机会去皇宫的时候，杰西当然是很希望那个大卫还有他的哥哥们能够待在宫殿里、宫廷里越久越好。但是呢，大卫却反而呢知道他不需要他父亲来 promote 他，而他要的是神来 promote 他。
Eventually, David became a very visible hero, though. So he became a visible hero.
但后来呢，就慢慢的大卫就被看见，他就成为一个可看见的英雄。
Okay, but that was not because of anything he did. See, he was just waiting on the Lord to promote him, and eventually he could not avoid becoming visible. He wasn't looking for any publicity or anything like that.
但是大卫他并没有想要被看见，他的眼睛只有定睛在神的身上，他只希望神看见，神能够提高，提升他，所以他所有所作所为并没有希望其他的人来看见他。
Remember we had that principle, it's both in 1 Peter and in James as well. It says, if you humble yourself before the Lord will raise you up, the Lord will promote you.
在彼得前书还有那个雅各书都有讲说，你要在神的面前谦卑你自己，那神自然会提高你。
And remember the word humble, or to humble yourself, basically means you have to be obedient to God's law, to God's commandments.
所谓的谦卑自己的意思就是你要非常的顺服于神的指令。
Now sometimes the Lord will promote you, but that doesn't mean the Lord will promote you so you'll be very famous or that people would even see you in the human realm.
而当有的时候呢，神要promote 我们，就是所谓提高我们，不见得是在人的世界上大家都会看得到，就会认为你很棒。
We had the example of the old widow at the temple who came in and just gave her a little tithe. There was 2 coins. And she put them into the box. And then even Jesus didn't bring her out and say, hey, look at this lady here. You know, let's all give her a round of applause. She's a great woman.
就像那个寡妇到了神殿去投下她仅有的那2块钱、2毛钱或2分钱。耶稣看到了，但是他也不是把这个人拉到大家面前说，哎，来，大家为他鼓掌。
But he just pointed her out and said something to the effect that, you know, this woman has great faith. She was giving up basically the money she had for the temple because she loved God.
而他耶稣也只是对他的学生们说，真正最有信心、信心最大的是这位寡妇。那因为他对神有非常大的爱。
Even today we don't know her name.
而到今天我们也不知道这个寡妇的名字是什么。
And then you go to Hebrews chapter 11. That's what we call the Hall of Fame. There's a whole list of great believers now that we're quite familiar with.
而在希伯来书十一章里面就把他们称之为这些名人殿子，什么
like a long list of great believers, really.
对，上次你有找到那个中文怎么讲？不是苹果长寿，是最名人堂Hall of Fame, 名人堂。
All the names are listed, and then the writer of Hebrews says, and many others who we don't know. So he's talking about other people whose names aren't even mentioned.
而且他上面还就讲了说，哦，这些都是很重要的信心很大的信徒，但是他又讲说，还有很多人的名字没有被写上去。
Yeah, so he's talking about the invisible hero in that case.
所以这些都是所谓的不可见的英雄。
And we saw an example from the movie that we watched, The Hidden Life.
那我们其实这两天在这几次讲的都是这一部电影，就是叫做《隐藏的生活》。
The movie only came out, when was it? Last year?
Yeah.
Okay. But it was based on an incident in World War II, which I don't think many people had actually heard about. It's a true story. But most people hadn't heard about it until the movie came out.
这是去年的电影哦，但是并不是很多人知道，所以这个，这是一个真实的故事，有关二次世界大战希特勒占领奥地利的时候的一个奥地利人的故事。
We don't know how close to the truth the movie follows it, and I should look into the research they did on the book. But it was obvious that this couple, there was a husband and his wife who supported him, and they were devoted Christians.
就是这部电影呢，它是根据真实故事写的，但是到底有多少，是不是有一点点出入哈？那个还不确定。但它基本上的故事是完全根据史实写的。那讲的是一对夫妻，都是非常坚贞的基督徒。
And the general gist is that this man, he didn't want to go to war and fight for Hitler. He didn't believe in the cause. And he certainly wasn't going to raise up his hand and say, Heil Hitler.
这位先生呢，他是不愿意再为希特勒去打仗。他之前 有去从军一阵子，后来放回家之后， 他们又被征召，然后他不愿意再去。他甚至不愿意去说
Heil Hitler。
Heil Hitler, 他不愿意去讲说那个跟希特勒敬礼这样子。
Yeah, I think now Heil Hitler really means to praise Hitler or to worship him or something, doesn't it?
Hail.
Hail. Yeah, hail, so like praise Hitler.
就是赞美希特勒的那个意思。
Okay. And one of the judges at the time, so he went through this process, he was going from one prison to a larger prison. And all along the way, people are saying, don't do this, you're going to lose your life, why don't you just agree with him and fight in Hitler's army?
就是很多他的别人都告诉他说，哎，你不要再去拒绝，你就跟随着他们的规定走就好了，你为什么一定要去反对希特勒对你对我们的要求呢？
And at one point there was a judge who said to him, and the judge had the power to free him, I guess, and he thought he was trying to help him. And he said, do you imagine that anything you do will change the course of the war?
他等于是一直都被关在监牢里，从一个监牢到一个监牢，然后中间就有机会是有不同的这个法官来 跟他讲话哈。那中间有一个法官甚至跟他说，你能够想象你做的任何事情可以改变这一场战争吗？
Do you believe that anyone outside this court will ever hear of you?
他说，而且他说，有任何一个在这个法庭之外的人有听过你吗？
He's basically saying you're wasting your life. You know, you've got a wife and family and here you're self-righteous. He's probably saying you're so arrogant and you're so righteous because you think you're on the right side of the cause.
等于是在跟他讲说，你以为你是公义的，然后 是正直的，其实你是很傲慢的，因为根本没有人会在乎你，但 你却会折损了你自己的自由跟你的家庭。
Now you have to remember that we're in this conflict, it's an angelic conflict, there's a war going on, it's not just a war, it's a court case, it's a legal court case.
所以呢，这一件事情我们必须要理解的是，其实不是我们眼前所看到的征战，真正的我们人生的是在做的是天上法庭的一个见证。
And we have human judges that they will judge what they think is righteous standards upon the earth.
所以我们在世上看到的只有世界上的法庭在对我们所做的世上的事情做审判。
But often they can be very corrupt as well, these judges.
而这些法官们却很可能是非常腐败的。
But we also have the highest judge, and he's the judge who is advocating for us through Jesus Christ. That is God the Father.
而我们真正要在乎的是那个天上的法庭。我们天上的法庭天父是坐在法官的位置上。
Like this Austrian guy, he believed that God was going to be the ultimate judge.
所以这位奥地利的这位男士，他很明显的他知道最终极的法官是在天上的天父。
Okay, we're going to break for 10 minutes now.
好，我们休息10分钟。